Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Angela. Nathan?
Hey all, I recently found your podcast and enjoy it thoroughly. I'm about to study for the LSAT for a second time. However, I am working full-time this time around. How does one study effectively and efficiently for the LSAT while working a full-time job? Thank you, Angela.
You schedule in advance an hour a day that you can study the test by yourself when you're awake and alert.
Yeah, there's a myth out there that LSAT studying, you know, requires 30 hours a week. It doesn't. We're looking for one high quality hour every day. More if you can do it, which I think you probably can do it on a weekend, or maybe every once in a while you'll have more time on a work day to do a little bit more. But the high quality 1 hour, we want to be rested. We want to be alone.
Yep.
We don't want kids and pets and coworkers and
or phones.
Phones and emails and alerts and notifications. And you know, we've got to find an actual quiet study space and time. But 1 hour a day is enough to make forward progress. Most of our students either are in school or working or both. So you're not alone at all in this, and it doesn't require as much time as you might think, but it certainly does require high quality time to be efficient and make as much progress as you can.
Yep. Excellent. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.